sip, sip, yeah, you, you know you love to fight. And I say shit I don't mean, but I'm still gonna wake up on you and me. I know that last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way. Break up. I see your taillights in the dust. You call your mama, I call your bluff. In the middle of the night, pull her right back up. Yeah, my friends say let her go. Your friends say what the hell. I wouldn't trade your kind of love for nothing else. Oh, baby, last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody. Baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. We said we'd had enough. I can't remember everything we said, but we said too much. I know you packed your shit and slammed the door right before you left. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. No way. I know you said this time you really weren't coming back again. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. No way it was our last night.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News, Americans Back Home. I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden on the tarmac last night as those three Americans held in Russia arrived back in the United States.
There's nothing beyond our capacity when we act together. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Remember who the hell we are. We're the United States of America.
The prisoner swap that brought back Evan Gershkovich, Paul Whelan, and Russian-American journalist Elsu Kramasheva included two dozen people and was the largest such exchange in decades. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan telling ABC News.
I knew when I got the call that said the exchange was done. Before that, I thought something could go wrong. But the deal had been in the works for weeks.
And he adds neither money nor favors were offered to the Russians in exchange.
Nothing was offered to the Russians beyond the prisoners in this exchange. That's it. That's the only thing that was offered.
The Americans at Joint Base San Antonio right now. This is ABC News. One of the worst airline disasters in U.S. history happened 39 years ago today. ABC's Jim Ryan covered the Lockheed crash at Dallas-Fort Worth Airport.
On that hot Friday afternoon, air traffic controllers could sense trouble north of the airport.
We're getting some variable winds due to a shower on their short final out there.
The crew of Delta Flight 191 took that as more of an observation than a warning.
One more heavy out here, the rain feels good.
Moments later.
Nobody's to land at the airport. We've had a crash.
137 people would die. Today, all commercial jetliners are equipped with sensors to detect the type of wind shear that doomed Delta Flight 191. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Federal Trade Commission investigating why grocery prices are still so high while retailer costs are dropping. Regulators will ask major chains like Walmart, Costco, and Amazon for cost and price data on common products. Government studies find food retailer profits rose more than 6% between 2021 and 2022. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The American Red Cross is hosting a blood drive in the Park Falls community at the St. Anthony's Catholic Church, 276 South 5th Avenue, on Tuesday, August 13th at 12 p.m. to 5 p.m., and on Wednesday, August 14th from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. as well. To make your donation, please call Jenny Young to make an appointment at 715-744-3267.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Gear up for this season's fishing opener at Ross's Sport Shop on Lake Avenue in Phillips. From simple jig heads to top-of-the-line musky baits, and from licenses to professional guide services, Ross's has everything you need for the perfect fishing season, and they know how to use it. Ross's has been your family-owned hometown professional fishing headquarters for 32 years. Let John and his staff put their years on the water to work for you. Call them at 715-339-3625 and find Ross's Sports Shop on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Advocates fighting human trafficking say Wisconsin needs to do a much better job. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
CEO of Zetia Community, Marlene Sorensen, says we need to do better providing services for survivors.
Human trafficking is reported in all 72 counties in Wisconsin. Unfortunately, Wisconsin has a big F in our state response to the issue of human trafficking and sexual exploitation.
Awareness, education, and willingness to be someone's safe space can save lives. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Authorities are going after suspected deer poachers in southeast Wisconsin. The Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office and game wardens are zeroing in on a 200-square-mile area around Fond du Lac, Dodge, and Washington counties. They're asking for information from anyone who knows anything. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. 98Q Country is going to be at Flamborama. We have our morning show host, Joel Karnick, here with all the details.
We're going to be broadcasting right next to the what used to be called the Liney's Lodge outside there, the right outside the main tent. Civic Media is hometown radio refreshed. And we will have a hometown radio refreshments right there. And we'll be broadcasting right there from the booth. And we're going to have the prize wheel down there. Oh, the big, brand new 98Q prize wheel. Tons of prizes, gift certificates from area businesses, and all kinds of fun stuff. So stop on down and see us. We'll be there Friday afternoon from noon until brewer time, which is like 5 o'clock. We'll be hanging around and spinning the wheel Friday night some more. And then Saturday we'll be out there also throughout the afternoon and even a little bit on Sunday. So stop on by, spin the wheel, have some fun with us. Stop on by and say hello at the Civic Media 98Q booth at Flamborama this weekend.
We look forward to seeing you. I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News.
And now we'll look at today's funeral notices. Leon Arthur Fleisch Fresser, age 66, peacefully went home to Jesus on Saturday, July 27th at Park Manor Nursing Home in Park Falls. He is survived by his father, Robert Fleisch Fresser of Butternut, three children, Amanda Alexander of Glidden, Fabian Fleisch Fresser of Butternut, and Ryan Boxler of Park Falls. By his four grandchildren, by one great-grandchild, survived further by his brother John Fleisch Fresser of Tucson, Arizona, his sister Gail Fleisch Fresser of Suffolk, Virginia, by his brother David Fleisch Fresser of Butternut, survived also by his faithful and dear cousins, along with numerous nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service held at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Butternut, Monday, August 12th at 11 a.m. Reverend John A. Dietz will officiate. Visitation held at the church on Monday from 9:30 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is in charge of the arrangements. This has been the funeral notice for Leon Arthur Fleisch Fresser, 66. Natalie Louise Seller, age 66, of Park Falls, died on Saturday, July 27th at Rib Lake Health Services in Rib Lake. She is survived by her three sons, Sean Beshka, Matt Sellers, and Chris Beshka. Survived also by 13 grandchildren, by her brother, Ronald Seller of Marshall, Illinois, her brother-in-law, and further survived by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A private celebration of life will be held. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Natalie Louise Seller, age 66, Park Falls. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Mark your calendars for Friday, August 2nd and Saturday, August 3rd. Head to Kayla's Kitchen and Closet in downtown Park Falls for the Flamorama Sidewalk Sales. Enjoy unbeatable prices on all summer apparel, shoes, dresses, and accessories. Inside the store, discover their brand new fall clothing, boots, and a massive clearance section. Cool down with a refreshing iced beverage or treat yourself to a homemade baked good on your way out. Open 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. both days. Don't miss out on the best deals of the season at Kayla's Kitchen and Closet, 2nd Avenue North in Park Falls.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, my son's teacher emailed his back-to-school list. He needs crayons and a comp book for every subject.
Okay, no problem. With Staples Hot Deals, you'll find super low prices on hundreds of items for back-to-school.
Oh, now they're saying he needs folders and glue.
You got it.
And markers?
Of course.
Oh, geez.
Can we get a cart? Please?
Save big on back-to-school with Staples Hot Deals. Right now, 24-pack Crayola crayons and comp books are only 50 cents each at Staples. Ends 8/24, in-store only, limit 10.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Water.
It is going to be warm and a little muggy today, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s to near 90 this afternoon. The wind will be northwesterly at around 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear into the lower 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Could see a few scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
At Enbridge, we believe it's important to foster meaningful Indigenous partnerships in the communities where we live and work. That's why, for the Wisconsin Line 5 Segment Relocation Project, we've allocated $46 million for spending with Native-owned businesses and training and hiring Native Americans for at least 10% of the construction workforce. Learn more at enbridge.com/L5WIS.
98Q wants to know what's important to you. This Wednesday at 9 a.m. and Thursday at 7 p.m. is your chance to be heard. Join us as we welcome your thoughts on Park Falls Radio, now over 70 years strong. Wednesday, we'll take your calls live from 9 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. Thursday, it's an off-air Zoom town hall meeting from 7 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Share with us what you want your hometown radio station to sound like. Thoughts can be submitted in advance via email, wcqm@civicmedia.us. That's wcqm@civicmedia.us.
The Packers prepare for family night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers will be holding their family night practice tomorrow night inside a completely sold-out Lambeau Field. Jordan Morgan has been lining up at right guard and was asked, as the first-round pick out of Arizona, what does he think so far about what he's hearing about family night?
1,000 fans, and I've never been in a stadium that big with that many fans. So for that to go on that night, I'm so excited to see that.
Edge rusher Rashawn Gary.
Man, every time you step in Lambeau, man, it's a blessing. So being able to have a practice in front of our fans, and that's going to give us a lot of energy to finish throughout the day.
On special teams, a bad day for kicker Anders Carlson, missing 3 out of 6, all going wide left again. Baseball, the Brewers and the Nationals tonight in D.C. Pat Murphy on starting Frankie Montas after 19 starts with the Reds before being traded to Milwaukee.
Yeah, I think a veteran coming in that can log some innings like that, very important for us, and we're excited to have him.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Hello and good morning.
98Q Country.
Are you gone?
Guess what day it is?
I have absolutely no idea.
It's Friday.
Hey, hey, hey.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not letting you go to work today.
Bye bye, me.
Cow!
Hell right,
like we're going to miss anything around here.
Hey, Barbie, yeah. Can I come to your house tonight?
Sure. I don't have anything big planned, just a giant blowout party with all the Barbies and planned choreography and a bespoke song. You should stop by.
So cool.
Yeah.
I am not chugging beer. I'm sampling a flight of gluten-free German lagers with a French wine pairing. It's called a smorgasbein, and it's elegantly cultural.
Hey, have a great weekend.
Are you ready to begin?
Weekend!
Get crazy!
Woo! 98Q Country.
Whiskey, your rest.
twisted.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. 'Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. She said, don't come home if you go to the bar. So I said, okay, baby, then got drunk out in the yard. 2 a.m., I knock, knock, knock up on the door. But she never unlocked, locked it. Guess I don't live there no more. Yeah, she meant business this time. I can't believe my bloodshot eyes. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone drop. I love Jack, I was pouring. She got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. 'Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. I use that empty bag of corn to rest my head. A camo jacket for a blanket, then passed out like I was dead. Still got one heck of a buzz. If I look like a train wreck, it's because I woke up on the wrong side. Truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. 'Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. This 45. Oh, I guess if this really is goodbye, at least I took my boots off this time. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. Now she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck.
Keep spinning faster.
faster into a new disaster. So I run to you, I run to you, baby. When it all starts coming undone, baby, you're the only one I run to. I run to you, I run to you, yeah. Oh, 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 I run to you,
I run to you, girl. Whoa, whoa.
Lady A, Lady Antebellum. Run to you at 98Q, 27 after 7, and a Friday begins at a Flamborama weekend. Hope you got some good stuff planned over the weekend. Whatever it may be, maybe you're in the softball tournament, maybe you've got a frog you're looking for still for the frog jumping contest, maybe you're duct taping that cardboard boat for the cardboard boat races at the Park Falls pool this afternoon at 1 o'clock, or maybe you're just chilling and relaxing with a cup of coffee and just going to enjoy the weekend. Whatever you got going on, I hope it's a good one. Keep in mind, it's going to be warm, all right? I would advise not bringing dogs down to the ground. It's just hot. It's going to be, heat index is going to be in the mid-90s. And I don't think there's a dog alive that's going to be happy about walking around on tar. So I would suggest just leaving the puppy in the air conditioning or in front of the fan at home if you're coming down to Flamborama. Just going to be too hot. 60, what do we got here? 62 is our temperature right now. And we're on our way to about 87. 86, 87 today. Same thing tomorrow. 81 for Sunday. The only real chance of rain over the weekend appears to be on Sunday. The very slight chance tomorrow. We might see an isolated thunderstorm or two. For the most part, it'll feel good on Saturday. If it does shower at some point, you'll probably be standing out in it and cooling off. Now, again, hydrate. Bottles of water available from the refreshment stand down there, or put some ice in a whatever kind of bottle you got there, and carry that with you, because you're going to be happy to have something to sip on when you're down there. We got folks taking care of us. If you had a beverage too many, you got the Safe Ride available through Family Worship Center, a great service they offer. And just be smart. And realize, again, starting right now and through Sunday night, there's going to be a lot of people in the area that are maybe not familiar with the area. There's still a lot of tourists in the area fishing and enjoying our beautiful North Woods. So keep in mind, the blinkers may be late or maybe non-existent. So pay attention to the people in front of you, because they'll be making those quick turns. We always like to make fun of those people, don't we, that go really slow. They're not sure. And we've all been there. It's just that when we do it, we travel, we go other places that we're unfamiliar with. And you're like, is this it? And you're kind of going slow, and you got your blinker half on and half off, and the locals behind you are like, come on. Well, that's going to happen here. So just be patient. Just be patient and stay alert. The world needs more alerts. Get out there and enjoy Flamborama, and just slow down. All right. And hydrate. That's my tip for you this weekend. We're going to be out in the grounds broadcasting. Travis is going to do his show starting at noon today, and then Gray will be out there from 2 to 5. Brewer Baseball will take over the airwaves a little bit after 5. Tomorrow we'll be running around. Travis and I will be running around with some check-ins from the Arts and Crafts Fair, from the Evergreen Road Race, and the Phillips Children's Museum. You've all been warned. We'll be running around doing a couple cut-ins from those. The Northwood Classic Car Show. Gray and Big G will be up there. They'll check in a couple of times from that event. And then we'll be on the Flamborama grounds broadcasting from about 11 till 2, because we have Brewer Baseball tomorrow afternoon at 2:30 out in Washington against the Nationals. So we'll duck out of our broadcast and allow that to happen. Our prize wheel will be available afternoon today, and again afternoon tomorrow after the parade on Sunday. Stop on by, spin the prize wheel. We got gift certificates. We've already given away quite a few. We did that Wednesday during the Wednesday Night Live. We got gift certificates. We've got a trail mix in honor of our new 103.1 edition. So spin the wheel, say hi, enjoy the weekend. Lamborama 2024. I have officially sounded. Is there an official sounder or something I could hit here to kick it off? I'm looking through my sound effects. How about this one here?
You know, nothing grinds my gears worse than some chowder head who doesn't know when to keep his big trap shut.
Oh, that's not the one. No. Well, maybe this is the one. Hang on.
Sweet mother of God, what is the hold up?
No, that's not the one either. Hey, maybe this is the one here. Hang on. I got it unmarked. Hang on.
Now, as your father probably told you, my name is Matt Foley.
This is a good kickoff.
And I am a motivational speaker.
Yeah.
First off, I am 35 years old, I am divorced, and I live in a van down by the river.
There you go.
What the hell's going on out here?
I should really mark these on my sound effects sound panel. Anything else? I guess we don't really have an official kickoff sounder. All right, that's what I'm trying to say. Nothing else we want to play in there? All right. So let the games begin. Let the fun begin. Softball. Oh, my. The softball tournament going on out there with, close to like 16 teams. So they'll be kicking that off a little bit later on today. Cornhole tournament. I'll be hanging out at the Ice Arena a little bit on Saturday. That starts at 2. If you want to come down and say hi and maybe throw a couple bags, even if you're not in the tournament, we'll let you have a little fun, throw a couple bags down there. We'll be doing that inside of the Ice Arena Saturday. Starting at 2:00, look for Gray and Travis in the parade on Sunday. Our brand new, thanks to Glenn and the folks at Signature Sign and Graphics, they got our brand new 98Q Cruiser looking just fabulous, just absolutely fabulous. And you'll see that down on the grounds this weekend, and you'll see them tossing candy and whatever else they can find to throw Sunday at the parade. Travis and Gray will be cruising through there. They don't let old guys like me do that anymore. We just have a tendency to hurt ourselves. The Olympics, I'm watching some 3-on-3 basketball here in the Olympics. Excited to have the track and field events kicking off today and running through the week. It's one of my favorite. Love the track and field. Love big hammer throw guy, big javelin guy, like that stuff. We'll do some birthdays and we'll do some shopping show stuff too in the 9:00 hour this morning. We'll talk about some savings for you this weekend. Twice an hour, we get you updated on what's going on around the Badger State and around the world. ABC gets it rolling.
This is a special report from ABC News, Americans back home. I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden on the tarmac last night as those three Americans held in Russia arrived back in the United States.
There's nothing beyond our capacity when we act together. Nothing. Remember who the hell we are. We're the United States of America. United States of America.
The prisoner swap that brought back Evan Gershkovich, Paul Whelan, and Russian-American journalist Elsu Kermasheva included 24 people and was the largest such exchange in decades. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan telling ABC News,
I knew when I got the call that said the exchange was done. Before that, I thought something could go wrong. But the deal had been in the works for weeks.
And he adds neither money nor favors were offered to the Russians in exchange.
Nothing was offered to the Russians beyond the prisoners in this exchange. That's it. That's the only thing that was offered.
The Americans at Joint Base San Antonio right now. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 5 student groups at UW-Milwaukee are being suspended temporarily for some anti-Semitic social media posts. The school is linking the groups to social media posts it calls alarming. UWM says the posts use intimidating language aimed at Jewish community members and organizations that support Israel. Details are trickling in slowly about Vice President Kamala Harris's visit to Eau Claire next week. Here's James Kelly.
Harris and her running mate will visit the region on Wednesday afternoon, although an exact time and host location has yet to be revealed. The campaign plans to announce who will be her running mate on Monday. According to an Associated Press report, Vice President Harris is planning stops with her running mate in 7 swing states next week. I'm James Kelly.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. All of us here at 98Q Country and Civic Media would like to remind all of you to please enjoy responsibly during this Flamborama. If you're going to be imbibing alcoholic beverages, please refrain from driving. Always arrange to have a designated driver, and please keep in mind that Family Worship Center is offering safe rides. Please also be sure to hydrate with plenty of water during this warmer weather, and be sure to keep an eye on your friends around you to ensure they are being safe as well. We hope to see you at our booth at Flamborama, and would like all of you to please enjoy the weekend. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic.
The Brewers start a new pitcher. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers opening a weekend series in Washington against the Nationals. Frankie Montas will get his first start tonight in a Brewers uniform. He's still surprised. After 19 starts this season, the Reds traded him. So how does he feel about this game tonight?
I don't know, man. I just want to go out there, you know, pitch, grind. Always good to come to a team that is in first place. These guys believe in me, so I believe in myself as well.
NFL Hall of Fame game called off in Canton, Ohio last night due to heavy rains and lightning. With a little over 3 minutes left to play in the third quarter, the Bears were leading the Texans 21-17. Caleb Williams did not suit up. The Packers family night is tomorrow night, and one of the things that the team wants to work on is that new formation on kickoffs. Special teams coordinator Rich Bisaccia had the NFL referees at practice this week.
They were in all of our meetings, back blocks, double team blocks, all those sort of things, really just to the initial alignment of both the kickoff and the kickoff returns.
That's the Packers coach Rich Bisaccia with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Let's get to work.
Yeah!
Getting you through the workday with today's best country and more of it.
98Q Country.
You say, what if I hurt you? What if I leave you? What if I find somebody else and I don't need you? What if this goes south? What if I mess you up? You say, what if I break your heart in two, then what? Well, I hear you, girl, I feel you, girl, but not so fast. For you make your mind up, I gotta ask. What if I was made for you and you were made for me? What if this is it? What if it's meant to be? What if I ain't one of them fools just playing some game? Sun stops burning, we could worry about them. What if still the world stops turning, or I could kiss you? What if you liked it? Well, we ain't ever gonna know unless we try it. What if I was made for you and you were made for me? What if this is it? What if it's meant to be? What if I ain't one of them fools just playing some game? If I find somebody else and I don't need you, damn. What if I was made for you and you were made for me? What if this is it? What if it's meant to be? What if I ain't one of them fools just playing some game?
Your favorites, your classics, your country. 98 Q Country.
jail revival. I'm a Bible in the Bible. I'm a Rolling Stone disciple with a cross across my face. I'm a trailer park tornado. Jagged edges on my halo. Hope the chariot gon' swing low and carry me away. This little light of mine damn near burned me alive. Lord knows that mama tried and I don't know if I'm halfway to heaven or halfway to hell. My angels and demons at war with myself. One foot in the fire and I still can't tell. Am I halfway to heaven, halfway to heaven or hell? I'm a dive boss undiscerning. Holy water with my bourbon. Standing on the bridge I'm burning with a can of gasoline. Am I worth saving if I'm always fading? It feels like I'm caught in between. Halfway to heaven or halfway to hell. My angels and demons at war with myself. One foot in the fire and I still can't.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Well, she was an American girl, raised on promises. She couldn't help thinking that there was a little more to life somewhere. We'll be right back.
Friendly doing a little Petty, Tom Petty, American Girl, 98 Q Country, 14 before 8. It's 7:46. I may need Gray to roll in here pretty soon and get the morning guy going with some special barista brew here. It's a Flamborama weekend. We need a little energy here this morning. The Olympics continues. Simone Bowles, she just continues to set records as of last night. Team USA was still leading the medal count with 37 overall medals going into today's competition. So that's kind of cool. Boxing, of course, one of the big stories of the Paris Olympics is, well, there's a lot of different stories. We kind of knew being over in Paris that there'd be some stuff. So this Algerian boxer won her boxing competition over Angela Carini, over her competitor. And the competitor quit about 45 seconds into the match because she said she had never been hit that hard. Well, the boxer she was boxing against was a person that apparently was born a man but transitioned to a woman and was unapproved for several years to as far as boxing goes because of testosterone and hormone levels and stuff. But for some reason, this year was approved. And so now this... this boxer is, it's unclear whether when the next match is, but that's one of the stories. You hate to see stories like this come about because it takes away from some of the glory and hard work that so many of these athletes put in to get to this point. It's just so much fun for me to see. I was watching the BMX bike racers last night, these young men and women having their moment in the light. And racing on national TV, and it is a dangerous sport, that BMX stuff. Goodness gracious. Swimming continues today. That Katie Ledecky, she won a silver medal in the 4x200. She continues to rack up medals. Some great storylines behind all of this. It's just so much fun to watch. Rowing continues, fencing, I don't get fencing, you touch somebody here, it's a point, you, over there, you're kicked out, I don't get it, I don't understand fencing, that's not an insult to the sport of fencing, but I'm still trying to figure out the rules in other sports. I've got the onside kick rule and the kickoff rule to absorb totally in football. Until I get that, I don't want fencing in my life, all right? I don't want to understand it. I was just starting to understand handball, the rules of handball and how many steps you can take in that. And I stopped about halfway through the rule book. And we were watching handball, and my wife, at one point, she says, "Boy, there's so many rules in handball." And my son said, "Have you seen the basketball rule book? It's like an inch thick." Well, maybe not an inch, half an inch thick. There's a lot of rules in all the sports. You kind of start to understand them, and... It's just fun to watch the competition of these athletes from around the world, getting a chance to do things in sports that we're not used to, but still just incredible amount of attention and passion and time and commitment put into these sports. People yesterday were making fun of the speed walking competition. I'm not making fun of that because those guys and gals were they're in top-notch shape. And it's just a different sport, and people are just like, "Well, just run." Well, that's not the point, all right? That's not the point. These are still some great athletes, and there's a lot of strategy in that, too. You try to walk as fast as you can, but the rule is you're not supposed to have a foot off the ground, and a lot of them do, and they get penalized for it. So there's some strategy to that, too. And they were walking a long time. I had it on yesterday. I went and did this and that, and half hour later I came back and they were still speed walking. It was like being at the Mall of America. It was just, except at the Mall of America, we're not We're not that well trained. We're just trying to get to the Cinnabon is what we're trying to do there.
Texting enrolls you in a reoccurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
10. Nice work.
Thanks. Taking Nugenix Total T makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas, right?
Yes.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yes. Nugenix is a great way to feel stronger with more energy and endurance. And as Frank says, she'll like it too.
Text RADIO to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Text RADIO to 321-321. That's radio to 321-321.
This is the famous footwear that makes us actually want to go back to school. With the newest styles from all your favorite brands like Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, and more. You'll find everything kids want, all at prices parents can appreciate. Because you don't have to overspend to make it famous. Famous Footwear even has fit experts in store to make sure you get the right size every time. So for the perfect fit, make it famous. Plus, right now, buy one, get one half off when you shop your local Famous Footwear or famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Yeah, my daughter needs a laptop for college, but I need to watch the budget.
Well, Staples hot deals on tech are backed by a price match guarantee, so our prices won't be beat.
Great. I can't believe my baby's starting college.
She'll do great.
I know.
Oh, let's get you a great deal on a laptop.
Save big on tech for school at Staples. Now get up to $300 off select PCs. Ends 8/24 price match guarantee valid within 14 days of purchase. Exclusions apply. For details, visit staples.com/price match.
Longing for thick, healthy, gorgeous hair? Hair Volume from New Nordic is trusted by millions of women around the world. With clinically proven ingredients like apple extract, biotin, and millet, Hair Volume nourishes your hair follicles to promote thicker, healthier looking hair. Say goodbye to shedding thin and dull hair, and hello to thick, healthy hair with Hair Volume. Hair Volume is available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, NewNordicUSA.com, or at your local CVS.
Freeze Firewood hopes you're enjoying your summer. They want to let you know that the best time is right now to get your winter firewood delivered. That way you can have peace of mind knowing that you're all ready for the upcoming cold winter weather. Plus, there's no time like the present to design a new dream pier. You can have it installed now and enjoy it the rest of the summer and into the fall season. Freeze Firewood, Little Chicago Road, Phillips, Wisconsin.
Discover County Line Station, the perfect stop on Highway 70 between Fifield and Minocqua. Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. daily. Selling live bait, tackle, St. Croix rods, groceries, firewood, and more. Save 10% on Stern's Life Jackets. And be sure to spin the 98Q Country Prize Wheel at Flamborama for your chance to win $25 gift cards. Visit the County Line Station, Highway 70 West in Minocqua, Wisconsin. Your essential stop for summer road trips.
Bader's Sports Center in Phillips is the place this Northwood summer for tents, fishing gear, and all outdoor supplies. Stay warm with thermal clothing. Keep food cold and safe with high-quality coolers. Time to update the tackle box? Bader's has quality rods and reels and the best live bait and lures to help you catch everything from panfish to bass, walleye, and the real game fish. Bader's is also a DNR license agent, meaning they are a true one-stop shop to prepare for a weekend of woods and water. Visit Bader's Sports Center 7 days a week next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
Summer sizzles at Lena's Northern Pines and Resort on Barnett Lake. Hi, Big G here from 90EQ Country, and this is my kind of place with an expansive four-page menu and all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet served every Saturday and Sunday from 7 a.m. to 11:30. Open 7 days a week with great nightly specials including pork and dumplings on Monday, chicken and ribs on Sunday, German fare on Thursday, and clean-cut prime rib on Saturday. All served with soup and salad bar. See you soon at Lena's Northern Pines and Resort, located on Lakeshore Drive in Butternut, Wisconsin.
I want to learn how to cook, but I keep ordering takeout.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel will help you start having conversations in as little as 3 weeks. Words and phrases you'll actually use. So when someone asks,
"How's your French going?"
you can say,
Babbel facilite grandement l'apprentissage d'une nouvelle langue.
Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be warm and a little muggy today, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s to near 90 this afternoon. The wind will be northwesterly at around 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear into the lower 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Could see a few scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Hi, Andrea here from Westwood Golf Course and Sand Trap Bar and Grill. Our award-winning golf course is open 6 days a week. Please call 715-339-3600 for a tee time. All of our upcoming tournaments are listed on our website, westwoodsandtrap.com. Have you been out to try the new items on our menu? Our appetizer menu boasts beef tenderloin tips, ahi tuna, duck wontons, and more. We also have a great selection of fresh salads, burgers, sandwiches, wraps, and don't forget about our homemade pizza. We have been told it is the best in the Northwoods. We also offer Friday fish fry and Saturday night prime rib. Golf Course Road is a short drive on County Road F in Phillips. We hope to see you soon.
This is your station.
This is my station.
So own it. Listen in your car, online, and on our app. It's easy and free.
98Q Country.
Yeah, this could be your last drink from a stranger in a bar. The last time that you're dancing in unfamiliar arms. Yeah, this could be your last first kiss if we do this thing right. Your last time alone beneath neon lights. It could be your last night coming in here drinking all by yourself. The last time giving your heart away to someone else. Yeah, we could be some history in the making, girl. Tonight might be your last night lonely. Yeah, you could be the last first name that's ever been worth asking. Yeah, you could be the last phone number I write down on a napkin. Yeah, you could be the last girl that I take back home to mama. The last time that we're talked about in this small town drama. It's gonna be the last night coming in here drinking all by yourself. The last time giving your heart away to someone else. Yeah, we could be some history in the making, girl.
Singing some song about trains.